You are listening to Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited. You can find us on the web at www.imind.ca. The nature of the following recording is meditative, and therefore, please never listen to it while you're driving. Always find a place where you can sit quietly, undisturbed, for the duration of the meditation. This particular recording is helping you address your personal library of excuses when it comes to weight loss. So if you've found yourself a nice quiet place where you will not be disturbed for the next 20 more minutes or so, notice a spot on the ceiling or the wall and let all of your awareness be on that single spot for a moment. As you breathe in and begin to relax, you may notice that your awareness of the spot changes. The way it looks, the texture, the way the light touches it, the shadows, and many interesting things about the littlest details of that spot. Now you may have noticed that as you are focusing on that spot, your body is beginning to relax just a little bit more. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you may already be aware of how heavy your arms and legs are becoming. Maybe you're noticing most of all that your breathing is slowing down, becoming very slow, very easy, very comfortable. As your breathing becomes even more relaxed, your body will begin to feel more relaxed. And the next thing you might notice is how heavy your arms begin to feel right now. And it might just seem that the more you focus on your arms, the more relaxed they become and the heavier they feel. Now continue to notice the spot and continue to notice how heavy your arms are. And also notice how relaxed your breathing has become. So soft, so gentle, so easy, that it almost begins to feel as if each breath in naturally leads to the next breath out. And that breath out naturally leads to the next breath in. Each breath in naturally leads to the next breath out. And the next breath out easily leads to the next breath in. It may feel as if your breath is becoming more of a circle of breath now. Each breath in gently leading to each breath out. And I want you to notice how naturally that happens for you, beginning to feel as if your breath is one continuous relaxing circle. And the more you breathe, the more relaxed your body becomes, and your eyes may become so heavy and so tired that you begin to find it harder and harder to leave them open. And when your eyes become too heavy to keep open, you go ahead and just let them close. And as they close, release the eyelids, relax even more. Let the heaviness travel into all the muscles of your face. And you might already be thinking how good that will feel when that wave of relaxation and heaviness floats down through your face like a wave. And so you can decide for yourself just how relaxed, how tired your eyes are becoming, how good it will feel when they're really too heavy to keep open. Now notice that circle of breath even more, like it has a flow of energy all its own. Easy, gentle, peaceful, continuous. Absolutely no effort from you at all. Just a beautiful, easy circle of breath. That's it. Begin to notice yourself inside of this energy, inside of the circle, feeling the gentle movement, the color, the sensations, the deeply relaxing sensations. And allow your mind to be totally immersed in the free-moving circle of your breath. floating freely, flowing with the soft, serene space of each breath. And now you can really let yourself go deeper inside to your place of wisdom, where you have all the knowledge and the wisdom to find the answers you need and to understand what your inner mind would like you to know. And perhaps you've noticed you are already in this place of wisdom, already in this place within your mind where awareness and imagination are heightened. Now I want you to use your imagination. Imagine yourself standing in front of a door. And this might be a door you've seen in the past or a door you see only in your imagination. Reach out. Try to open the door. And as you do, discover it's locked. It's okay. There's a table standing next to the door. And the table has a key on it. You pick up the key. You insert it in the lock. And the door unlocks easily and effortlessly as you enter a library. You take notice of the books lining the walls of the library. Now, this is a special library because all of the books in the library are about you. The books on the left side of the library are all the good things that have ever happened to you. The books on the right are all the not-so-good things. The books that are closest to you, they're embossed with the current year. And as you move further back into the room, the books go back in chronological order, all the way back to the very beginning of your time. I would like you to find a book for me. Now, this book is going to try to hide. It thinks it can outsmart you. But I want you to know something. You can absolutely outsmart it. The title of the book is Losing Weight and Excuses to Continue. Now, I want you to take your time and find this book. And when you find the book, take it off of the shelf and come back to this spot. I'll be quiet while you find the book. Now, find a trash can in your library and toss that book into the trash. Then pick up the trash can, and you'll notice a door in the library that leads down to the basement. There are 10 steps which go down to the basement, and I'm going to count them off from 10 to 1. As I do, I would like you to allow yourself to become twice as relaxed as you were on the count before. Or if you prefer, you can allow yourself to become 10 times as relaxed with each number and each step. As you walk down the stairs, I'll count them out for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and on the next count, find yourself at the bottom of the staircase, and once again, we'll use your imagination. 1. Good. I would like you to find yourself walking towards an old furnace. There is a fire blazing inside that furnace, and the intensity of the heat is such that the black of the furnace is turning red. You pick up a poker not far from where you're standing. You open up the door of the furnace, and you toss that book inside. Now watch. Watch as the binding begins to blacken and char, as the pages begin to burn and curl. But just before the book is about to go up in smoke, use the poker and bring the book from the furnace down onto the floor. Understand something. This book has been trying to kill you. It has been trying to control your life. When you open the book, you find an entry of each and every time you have tried to lose weight. And you could read about the very first time, who was there with you, who was eating with you, who was choosing with you, who was purchasing with you. In anger, I want you to pick up that book with the poker and throw it back in the fire and watch it finish burning. And when you're convinced that the only thing that's left is a pile of blackened ash, you can come back up the steps into the library. There's a chair in the library. It sits in the middle of the room, and there is a box of unwrapped books lying at your feet. Lift up the first book and unwrap it. The title of that book, My Health, My Happiness. I want you to take that book off the shelf. I want you to take it to the shelf where the book you burned once was. And I want you to go through the library now, as silently as you can for the next few moments. And I want you to quickly remove any and all of the books that you need to destroy once and for all the bad habits, all the excuses. Whatever they are, find them, take them to the basement, toss them in, and come on back. Good. Now really allow yourself to get a sense of relief as you come back into the library. Take all the books in the stack and replace them on the shelves. And then let's leave the library. Don't forget to lock the door behind you. And as we walk out together into the sunshine, take deep breaths of air. Allow the sun on your face to act like a wonderful natural tranquilizer on your system, just relaxing you even more. You have begun a positive approach to obtaining a slim, healthy, attractive body. And I'm going to give you some suggestions that are going to help you make that a permanent change to your living so that there'll be no more excuses written in the books. These suggestions are going to take complete and thorough effect upon the deepest parts of your unconscious mind, sealing them in that subconscious mind so that they will remain there forever, becoming a permanent part of every cell of your brain and every cell of your body. You might even be surprised and amazed just how effective these suggestions are going to be and how much they become a part of your everyday life. They're going to give you brand new patterns, brand new thoughts, brand new methods of action to make you an effective and successfully healthy, strong, and vibrant person. You'll be able to use this brand new method. It's a brand new method you've perhaps not even used before. And you've begun the first positive approach to attaining that healthy, attractive body you desire. You've chosen hypnotic meditation as a positive means to attain this goal. And this is a great strategy in permanently changing your emotional reactions to food and eating. And you realize that hypnotic meditations is a new positive approach to obtain what it is you desire. And for the first time in your life, you're really beginning to initiate good, positive approaches towards food and eating. As you initiate this good, positive attitude towards food, enjoy food, like food, eat food, you'll create a permanent positive change in your eating habits. From now on, you will prove to your own satisfaction that eating all you physiologically need will entirely satisfy you, just like drinking all the water you need. Instead of trying to kill your appetite, treating it as an enemy, you're going to work with the framework of your inborn normal reflexes. You're going to make a friend of your appetite. You actually are going to pay attention to it, and it's a good thing. Slim people have appetites, and they pay attention to them. They pay attention to them all the time. And these suggestions are going to help you make a friend of your appetite rather than an enemy. In the past, you've been paying attention to only half the signal from your appetite, namely the signal that says, eat, I'm hungry. But now you're making a friend of your appetite. You listen to all of what your friend's advice is. When it says, I'm hungry, you eat. When the hunger feeling first disappears and your appetite says, I'm satisfied, you'll stop eating. And you will stop long before you're full. Because once you have this full sensation, it means you've grossly overeaten, and you never want to feel that way again. You see, you haven't really been paying attention to your appetite at all, because your eating has been driven by emotion rather than hunger. It's always proper to eat when your appetite says I'm hungry. But you've been eating when you're not hungry. You've been eating out of habit and out of boredom, and when your body had no physiological need for food. You have been eating to satisfy psychological cravings. You haven't paid attention to your appetite when it says, I'm done. I'm satisfied. Stop eating. You haven't paid attention to it. And your appetite doesn't need killing. On the contrary, it needs reinforcing. So right now, we're going to help you make a friend of your appetite. To pay attention to the advice of your new friend. To tune into your body's sensations. If you eat too much against the advice of your new friend, you'll violate normal reflexes. It's important you should eat all you physiologically need to replace your energy stores for immediate use and to store your body's sugar. You must immediately ban any and all plans that you ever had for dieting, and you will do so. Otherwise, you bring into play an old instinct for self-preservation, and it will spoil all the wonderful positive results that you wish to gain from this program. It's important that you develop that habit right now, that you're always going to eat all that you need. Under hypnosis, you can reinforce the normal feedback mechanisms, the checks and the balances that tell you when you need food and when your appetite is satisfied. However strong this hypnotic meditation might be, it cannot overcome basic instincts for survival. A most strong instinct is self-preservation. Surprisingly, your great concern about being overweight led to sporadic dieting, and this in turn suggested to your body starvation. Starvation in turn demanded defense. It brought out the instinct of self-survival. This instinct is responsible for maintaining excessive weight. Slim and attractive people say, I eat all I want and I don't gain an ounce. So I want you to visualize yourself right now, the way you want to be. Slim, healthy, strong, vibrant, that body toned and tight. You soon will be saying the very same thing. As you begin to talk and act like a slim, healthy, attractive person, you're going to become one. Being overweight is primarily not a dietary problem, but an emotional problem. And you must resolve right now to give up dieting forever. You're going to form a habit pattern to eat all you need when your body needs it. You're going to pay attention to your appetite, trust your reflexes, reinforce the sensations and the feedback patterns. This is true even though you might lose very slowly at first. The excess fat will be burned away in due time. You're going to be slim, healthy, strong, vibrant, and full of energy. Wonderful in every way. The word diet and dieting is being removed from your mind, and all the plans you may have had for dieting will be removed from your thoughts continually over time. Dieting makes you think of growing hungry and giving something up, which in turn creates anxiety about starvation, which brings about the instinct of self-preservation. So you're through with dieting. You're through with it forever. Right now, through this hypnotic meditation, we're going to begin to restore normal reflexes that will keep you satisfied and bring into play that wonderful feeling of well-being. The word diet is a negative word. It threatens you with the denial of something. Hypnosis is a positive word. It makes you relax, feel comfortable, more alive. Diets fail, hypnosis succeeds. Diet brings about starvation, which leads to overeating and obesity. Hypnosis brings about satisfaction, which leads to relaxation and a slim, healthy, toned, vibrant, strong mind, body, and spirit. The old urge to diet is now completely removed from your mind. For now, you realize the real answer is in restoring normal reflexes, and you're going to focus on that. Hypnosis is a positive approach. Hypnosis gives you that opportunity to bring about rapid change, which is necessary to ensure a permanent, slim, healthy, vibrant, strong, and toned body. And each time you're tempted to eat or drink anything you know is wrong for you, you're going to say no, and you're going to stick to it, because the rewards of becoming slim are more important to you than eating the wrong foods. The rewards of being slender, more desirable, sexier, far more important to you than eating the foods you know are wrong for you. And right now, each of these suggestions is being permanently embedded in the inner parts of your conscious mind. Each night, each day, it grows stronger and more powerful. Listen to this recording often in order to cement the long-term benefits of each and every one of these suggestions. And for now, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. And when I get to 5, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake, fully alert, feeling absolutely in charge, focused and ready to listen to your natural instincts and your appetite. 1, feel a tingling in your fingertips and toes as every muscle, every nerve, every cell in your body slowly and gently reemerges. 2, breathe in that vitality, that enthusiasm, that vibration. 3, casting off self-doubt, never yielding, never doubting, never hesitating, never ever giving up. 4, cementing the conviction and the commitment you have right now to producing the type of body that you were born to have, strong, healthy, vibrant, slim, and steady. And on the next count, eyes opening, wide awake, feeling absolutely ready. 1, 2, 3, 4.